attendance are coming in on the line on tonight, and we just know that God has a word. There is a word for us tonight, for every one of us, and we just ask that you just pray and listen attentively. And also, I want to encourage you, as I did on last week, make sure, bring your pad, your pencil, or your pen, so that you can take notes, that you can just to take the scriptures, because that's how we learn and we grow in God, so that we can go back and we can refer back to it, and we're learning. Amen. Praise God. Our subject tonight is overcomers in Christ. We are overcomers in Christ. We don't have to worry about the enemies trying to beat us down or persecution and all the hatred, all that's going on in the world. But yet we are overcomers in Christ. It's in Christ that we have victory. It's in Christ that we know that we can make it. See, when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we become new creatures in Christ, as the scripture says, and see, old things are passed away, and then look, behold, all things are become new. Praise God. When we have Jesus in our lives, when we accept him in, praise God, he equips us with new strength. Praise God, with his divine power, with brand new courage. That comes along with being a new creature. He also blesses and equips us with overcoming faith. Yes, everybody has faith, but then when we got the Lord Jesus Christ living on the inside, we have that overcoming faith, that faith that says, yes, you can, that faith that says, it's done. I believe in God for whatever it is, but that faith says, yes, I see what I see, but I know what I know. Overcoming faith, that's only through Jesus Christ. Amen. Then we have new hope, extended hope. And then one of the most important things of all is that we have the expectation of eternal life in Jesus. Amen. When all this is over, all the trouble, the headache, the heartaches, and persecution, all that is ended, we have eternal life that we can live with Jesus Christ. We're talking about tonight being an overcomer in Christ. See, Christ in us, as the scripture says, is the hope of glory. That's why how we can expect overcoming in Jesus. We can't do this by ourselves. If we could live this life and overcome by ourselves, there wouldn't be no need for Jesus to come. But Lord knows that we weren't able to do it. Praise God, the law couldn't do it, and that it was weak. But Jesus Christ and him crucified, knowing that we are in him and he's in us, we can make it. Praise God. Listen, when we connect with Jesus, the one who has all power in his hands. Think about it. All power in his hands in heaven and in earth. Then we have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, who now lives on the inside of us as believers. Hallelujah. That's why we can be an overcomer, because the scripture says greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Oh, the enemy, he'll bluff you. He'll try to make you feel that you're all alone and the Lord doesn't care about you and you're just not going to make it. But we know that the greater power, that I just talked about, greater divine power, greater courage, greater faith, as being a believer in Jesus Christ. Praise God. See, we know that Christ will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. But he says he is with us always, even to the end of the world. So if Jesus Christ, God the Father, God the Son, is with us in the Holy Spirit, we all have to overcome. It doesn't matter what who brings condemnation against us. But God the Father has already justified us. Christ gives you and I, as his believers, as his saints, as workers in his vineyard, hallelujah, as workers in the kingdom of God, as kingdom workers, he already equips us with the ability and the authority to resist the devil. And if we resist the enemy, the devil, he must flee from us. Amen. Say amen to that. Glory to God. Tonight I'm going to be speaking briefly from Romans, the 8th chapter. I may start here at the 33rd verse, because that kind of leads right into the about how the enemy will try to condemn you. He will try to make you feel that you're not worthy, you're not good enough. But Christ has equipped us. He's the one that has made us. Now are we the sons of God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to start here on the 33rd verse of Romans, the 8th chapter. It says, "Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect?" Are you God's elect? You better believe we are. It is God that who justifies. He's the one that brings us into right stand, into right relationship with God. Yes, the 34th verse says, "Who is it? Who is it he that condemneth?" It is Christ who died. That's how we are overcomers. It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for you and I. See, let's say this another way. It is doesn't matter who accuses you. It doesn't matter who says that, you know, oh, you can't make it, or you're just not that kind of material that God is looking for. Let me tell you what, with Jesus Christ, his blood cleanses once and for all. It says he died for us. Not only that, he rose, hallelujah, from the dead with all power in his hands. And then the scripture says he is Father. He's making intercession for you. He's making intercession for me. He shows the Father his blood. Hallelujah. And even though the enemy accuses us, he's an accuser of the brethren, but Jesus, he intercedes for us. Hallelujah. We have an advocate with the Father if we do make a mistake, if we do sin, but yet we can come to him. He's justified. He's faithful and enough to justify us, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Knowing that, so who is it can lay anything to your account? Hallelujah. But we are in Christ Jesus. That's what makes us overcomers. You see, in this world, there's so much trouble. There's a lot going on. Just the news today, looking at people fighting and hatred and just meanness and prejudice. I mean, it's all over the world. And you think about some of the top problems that's facing, just take the United States alone. Look at the inflation. Look how that rate is just continuously going up and up. Look at the health care affordability. People are concerned that they might even be able to afford health care. Then you got drug addiction on one hand. We got the problem with gun violence and crime, and then arms control. Then if people don't believe about the climate control and the climate crisis, they got civil unrest all over the place, hatred one for the other. But it doesn't make any difference, hallelujah, because we are overcomers in Jesus Christ. He made us so that we can stand even in a chaotic world that we live. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to drop down here now to the 35th verse with all these things that a few things I've just mentioned, but Paul lays it out like this. He says, "Who should separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Shall distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or even sword?" The Bible says, it is written, "For thy sake we are," meaning the believers in Christ, of those who have yielded their hearts to the Lord, praise God, we are killed all the day long. In other words, persecuted, facing distress, yet, what we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter, the scripture says. But then Paul continues to say, no, he says, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors through him, through Jesus, who loved us. You know what that means? But more than conquer, that means we win. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then he says, look, for I am persuaded. He asks us, who's going to separate us from the love of Christ? None of these things. He's persuaded. Not one of these things shall be able to separate me from the love of Christ. Praise God. He persuaded that, look, neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. My God, that's saying a whole lot. Praise God. See, Jesus told his disciples, he says, you're going to be hated. The world didn't like me, and they're not going to like you either. You're going to be persecuted for my name's sake. It's what he told us. You're going to be. This is going to happen. We can see things in the world today, especially in certain parts of the world and third world countries, and people don't have the freedom like you and I to just praise God, to come in and worship him freely. And that's why we should be mindful at all times when we have the opportunity to get up and come to the service. We can still carry the word of God. We can hear the word when we come to church. That's why we should be thankful, because there's so many people not able to do that. We've got to take advantage of that time, redeem the time as while we have it. Amen. Jesus says, look, in the world, you shall have tribulation, not maybe, but it's going to come, it's coming, and we can see things now. In the world, you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Why? Because Jesus says, I have overcome the world. And because Jesus overcome the world, you and I continue to be overcomers in Christ. And that all these things, the things I mentioned earlier about what our nation is facing and so forth, and all over the world, all these things that even that Paul named here, I mean, these are serious things, life, death, angels, principalities, wicked spirits in high place, none of this stuff, he says, I'm persuaded. It ain't going to separate me from the love of God. How about you? It's not going to separate you. It's not going to separate me. If you love the Lord, truly love and serve him, we can make it. You know why? Because we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. And as I said earlier, Christ in us is the hope of glory. So in all these things, the word says, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us, more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. What's a conqueror? A conqueror defeats the enemy. A conqueror nullifies the purpose of his enemy. So no matter what the plans the enemy has against whatever it is, a conqueror is greater than that enemy and just makes his attempts just nullify. See, as the scripture says, no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. That weapon might be formed, but the scripture says it's not going to prosper, knowing that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. A conqueror is one who is more than a conqueror, makes the enemy serve him his own purposes. See, and when we love the Lord, we live the life before God. And when your ways are pleasing before God, he says he would even make your enemies your footstool. They'll have to bow at you. Only with your eyes shall we behold the reward of the wicked. All we have to do, live for the Lord and give him the praise. A conqueror, it refers to those who gain a surpassing victory, meaning to be completely victorious, to carry away an overwhelming victory. We're saying more than conquerors. You know, it's blessed to be a conqueror, but the scripture says more than this, more than a conqueror. You got an overwhelming victory. Christians keep on winning a glorious victory. The fact is that even when all this life is against us and we are still more than conquerors and God continues to strengthen us, to live this victorious life every day, in spite of how things look to us or how we feel, we have to understand that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Yes, we are overcomers in Jesus Christ. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I thank God, because if we look at what's going on and pay attention to how the world is just, we can see that Jesus is soon to come. How much more that we need to draw closer to God? How much more do we need to understand and read that word every chance we get? How much more should we hide that word in our hearts? As David said, that I may not sin against thee. See, Jesus is coming back. Doesn't make a difference who believes it, who don't believe it. Yes, he is coming back. He is coming for a church without spot or wrinkle, the scripture says, or any such thing. It behooves us to get our house in order. We don't know the day, the hour, the minute, the second. We don't know it, because the scripture says no man knows the day or the hour, the time when the Son of Man is coming back. And Jesus says, when I come, will I find faith in the earth? When I come back, I'm coming back for those who are expecting me, who are looking for me, who are living this life for Christ, living this life, knowing that Jesus is coming soon, knowing that there is a handwriting on the wall, knowing that we have to give an account for every word, every idle word. My God, even things that we don't even speak out. But God, see, he searches our heart. As the scripture says, it's the Spirit. The Spirit knows. He knows the things that we think, the things that are going on the hidden places of our heart. Let me tell you, if you want to be an overcomer in Christ, we have got to sell out. We've got to be real for the Lord. It's time to do it, and it's time to do it now. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. It's time to cry out and spare not. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're not just preaching for nothing. We're not just beating against the wall, beating against the air, but it's for a purpose. And we know that God loves us. Praise God. And he loves us when we were yet sinners. And it just gives us just to know that we just need to get closer and closer. Glory to God. So I hope that you were encouraged tonight, knowing that, hey, I'm just not a churchgoer. I'm not just someone just sits on a bench. But, hey, I overcome in Jesus Christ. In the world, we shall have tribulation, but knowing that we can overcome and we have all that we need. We are equipped, especially when you've got that whole armor on. You've got everything that you need to stand and make it in. Praise God. It's not enough to start out. It's not enough to start out fast in a race, but we have to endure to the end. As this race is not given to the swift, neither is it given to the strong, but it is given to those that endure to the end. Amen. Praise God. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, our all-wise, all-knowing God, we just look to you. Yes, you are the author and you're the finisher of our faith. God, we come before you tonight with thankful hearts. God, we thank you, God, because you loved us so much. You love us with such, oh my God, unconditional love. God, when we weren't even lovable, when we were yet sinners, Father, you loved us. And for that we say thank you, Lord. We just thank you, God, because you are so good, God. We thank you, Lord God, because we can rest assured on your word. We thank you, Lord, because we know that we can make it, because we know that in you we live, and it's in you that we move. It's in you that we have our being. That, God, we give your name praise. And God, we thank you for this day, because this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice. We will rejoice. We will be glad in it. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you touched us early this morning. That, God, that you gave us strength, Lord. You gave us strength, God, to get out of the bed, God. You gave us strength, God. You gave us strength to move about, and get us ready to prepare us for all that we plan to do today. It's nobody but you, Lord, that enable us, God, to carry out whatever task that we needed to do today. Father, we thank you tonight, today. We thank you, Lord, for you have equipped us with power, with the Holy Spirit, with the anointing. We thank you, Father, for the angels that you have assigned to us, that keeps us in all of our ways. Father, we praise you tonight, for we are yet, we're in the overcoming, we're in the overcoming crowd. We know, God, that greater are you that are in us, God, and that he that is in the world. We can make it tonight. Father, we thank you, Lord. We decree, we declare that we are going to be stronger in you and in the power of your might, that we will walk in that light as you're in that light. We will have fellowship one with the other. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you will let us continue to help us, God, to keep us strong in you, that we will be strong in you and in the power of your might. Father, we thank you tonight. We are. We're the lights of this world. We're the salt of the earth, God. We praise you, God, that we will are in. We're in a place, God, that you we can hear from you. We're in a place, God, that we can know the what the Word of God says. We will humble ourselves under your mighty hand tonight. Oh my God, all those that are on this line, Father, I decree, I declare tonight that we are stronger in you, Lord, that there is a hunger and thirst after righteousness. God, you said that we will be filled, and we praise you, Lord. We praise you for your word, this encouraging word tonight. You let us know that in you, in Christ, we are overcomers. We are more than conquerors through you who loved us. And Father, we praise you how right now you're making intercession for us, no matter how much the enemy accuses us. But we are justified by faith because your grace is sufficient, sufficient for every single one of us. Father, we ask you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, turn the light from heaven on our hearts, God. God, anything in us that's not like you, God, we ask that you take it out right now and make us pure, make us whole, clean us up, God. Help us, God, to be real in our soul. Help us, God, to be that shining light. Help us to be the examples, Lord, in this dark world, God, that God, that you would use us, that you would use us, God, to your will, to your glory, that God, that you would, through our life, that someone would see Christ through our lives, God, that we can present the gospel of Jesus Christ. We bless you tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We will look to you. We'll look to the hills. All of our help, it comes from you, Father. And we bless you tonight. We bless you for that, Father. Hallelujah, God. We're thanking you, God, for the soundness of mind, that we will be strong in our decision-making, God. We thank you, Lord, God, because we know that that you are leading and guiding us, that you're ordering our steps. Everybody on this line and everyone that's connected with us, God, connected with the family, Lord. We ask, God, that you bring us in a stronger and a higher place in you, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we have life, God, tonight. We're full of life tonight. And Father, I ask that you would help us to learn you in such a way, such a tangible way, that we have that personal relationship with you, God, that we will grow closer to you each and every single day, Father. We're thank you, Lord, that you're positioning us right now, God, that we can hear a word from you. You're positioning us that we can hear your voice, God. God, you said, my sheep know your voice, and a stranger we will not follow. Father, I thank you tonight that we will present ourselves holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that we will will present ourselves in an honorable way, God, that a way that you'll be proud of us, that we will show forth our good works, that men will see it and glorify you, glorify the Father which is in heaven. Help us, God, to walk worthy of God, walk worthy of the calling, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're preparing our hearts. You're preparing us, God, for a greater work, hallelujah, for a greater work in such a time like this. We thank you, Lord. God, we praise you. We just stand on your word. We thank you, Lord, because you're living in us, God, and we're in you, God. We can ask what we will, and it shall be done. Father, in the name of Jesus, all that is on this line, we pray and decree and declare our healing, God, not only soundness of mind, but the soundness and wholeness in our body. The people that have health issues, that are sick, God, you know everyone, every name that are called, God, that you would send strength, you give us that overcoming victory, even in our bodies, Lord, that in you, God, that we are healed, hallelujah, because you've taken the stripes on your back, God, that we might be healed, hallelujah, and we were healed by your stripes. We bless you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. You were wounded for our transgressions. You, hallelujah, hallelujah, you were bruised for our iniquities. Our chastisement of our peace was laid upon you, Lord. Help us, God, to be real in our hearts. We call for realness tonight. We call for honesty tonight. We call for, God, that there will be a stirring up of our pure minds, God. God, that those, Lord, that are straddling the fence, we call for realness. We call for, God, that they would shine, you shine that light on them. That, God, that you would just show them, God, help them to walk in the light as you're in the light, that we can have that fellowship in the name of Jesus. We call for unbroken fellowship with you. Strength tonight, God, on every hand, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray that you build a wall of fire around our loved ones, around our children, as they prepare to go to school, Father. Even the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you cover them with your blood, God, your protection. You are our protection. You are our shield. You are our covering, Father. Father, I pray, God, even those all on this line tonight, God, that we will dwell in that secret place of the Most High, and we abide under the shadow of the Almighty, under your wings, God, we shall dwell, God, and that we know, God, that you are shield and you are buckler, you're the high tower, hallelujah, God, when we're overwhelmed, when our heart is overwhelmed, help us to run to the rock that is so much higher than I. We look up to you, Lord, because all of our help, all of our help, it comes from you, Father, and we bless you, Lord. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, God, I'm asking that you would just, God, comfort the McQueen family, comfort the children, comfort the husband, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, give them strength. Help them to look to you, because you are a healer. Oh, God, strengthen, God. Take them through this time. Not only that, there's so many others that are bereaving, they're hurting, God. God, help them to look to you, God. That's your strength. That's our hope. You are our refuge in the time of trouble. So, God, we bless you, God. We will bless you at all times, and we thank you for the word that we heard tonight. Thank you, God, for what our ears have heard, what our hearts have felt. We thank you for the realness, God, and we believe you, God. We're standing on your promises, God, and we know that all things are possible to those that believe. And Father, we praise you and we are thanking you for the answer. And for we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And for his sake. God is amen. Someone say amen on this line. Hallelujah. Giving God the praise, giving God the glory, knowing that we are overcomers in Christ. We praise you, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word. We bless you, Lord. We thank you for realness, God. We thank you, Lord, that we can serve you out of a pure heart. We praise you tonight. Amen to your word. Hallelujah. We bless you, God. We magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. There's nobody like you. There's no greater love than the love that you have for us, God. We thank you, Lord. We bless you at all times. And God, we give your name the praise. We give your name the glory, and we give your name all the honor. It belongs to you. Yes, to your will. Yes, hallelujah. I heard someone say yes to your will. Can everybody say yes to your will tonight? Yes to the will of God. Hallelujah. That's all it takes is a yes. Hallelujah. A yes in our spirit. Glory to your name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Our time is gone, but we thank God. We thank him for his word. We thank him for even the prayer. I don't know about you, but I feel like the power of God, that God heard our prayer, because it's more than two or three of us that we united in prayer and believe in God. Amen. Praise God. I just want to thank you again for being on the Dream Team Prayer Line. Thank you for your faithfulness. And I want to say to you, encourage someone else to come on that line with you. If this line needs to grow, people need to hear the word of God. And you know what? The Bible says sheep get sheep. I encourage you, each and every one of you, call someone, invite them, give them the telephone number that they can call and they can hear a word that they can receive just like you are receiving. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Listen, I want to make this announcement that Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m., it is the last night of our homecoming revival, and certainly we are expecting a high time in God. The Bible says my expectations, it comes from the Lord, and I'm telling you, I expect God to bless us mightily. It's the last night, and Reverend Roland Robinson, he's pastor of the New Birth Fellowship Ministries. He will be here and his congregation and the one in his praise team. We are believing God for just a blessed time. So we encourage you all, please come out and be on time, be at 7 o'clock to receive our guests. Be come out in full force and just expect God to bless us, and come with a praise on your mouth. Come with a praise in your step. Let's believe God. Amen. And give him the praise that belongs to him. And then on Sunday morning is our corporate prayer, 10:30 to 10:50. Come out to the prayers, because as we are praying now, we continuously need to pray. The scripture says man should always pray and not faint. Praise God. And then continue to go on to Facebook Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. There is a word. Pastor Bolden is ministering a powerful word. Then on the fourth Tuesday night, our youth pastor, Minister Joseph Patterson, is also ministering a powerful word. And then here on this Dream Team, as you know, every Wednesday night at 7:30, I'm on here, but on the fourth Tuesday night, Wednesday night, there is our minister, Cheryl Bolden. She's powerful, ministering the word of God. So we thank God. We are blessed, and God has given us, equipped us with the people who can give the word and help us to grow together. We don't make it by ourselves, but we need one another. So with all that said, I want to thank you for your attendance tonight. May you continue to be blessed, your family be blessed, walking in the blessings of the Lord. Remember, you are an overcomer in Jesus Christ. Amen? God bless you. We love you. Pastor loves you. I love you. But Jesus loves you more. You be blessed. Amen. God bless you. Good night.
Good night.
Yeah, thank you.